Okay. Simen Kof Tzadi. Dine Ksamen. This is very, very nice. Dvar Torah. Eina isha methav v'asur l'baylat shetar yesh yatsadam mi besara. V'chacham gazru al katsam shenim tzav v'gufa ob v'gdeh shitmeya v'asur l'bala v'afilu lo hirgisha. So midoraisa, a woman is only tmeya when she feels the dam coming out. Midrabanan, if she finds a stain on her clothes or her body, she is tmeya and asur to her husband. Or afilu badkas masator, even she did an internal bdika and found no blood, it doesn't matter. Okay, we'll come back to that. Let's just can I put you in charge of handing out this first sheet. There's some basics we have to get down when it comes to ksamim. First on the Daraisa level, and then on the Drabanan level, which are very important. First question is, Mechaber just told us two things. First of all, that a kesem is not Tmei Midaraisa, and second of all, that it is Tmei Midrabanan. So let's first start with this first thing, which is that a kesem is Tahora Midaraisa. Why is a kesem tahor midoraisa? So if you look at this Gemara, in the very beginning of Horo Kesem, okay, no surprise, the Gemara starts with, where I underlined, on the Zayin Rebeis, Amar Shmuel, Bad Kekarka Ol Miyashva Leo Matzo Dama Leha Tahora. She checks the ground and sits on it. She checks to make sure it's clean, right? Meaning no spekos involved here. And she sits on the ground, on the floor, and she gets up and finds blood. So, it's obvious to all of us where that blood came from. Nonetheless, she's tahora. Shenamar bivsara achatargish bivsara. She's only tamei if she feels it in her flesh. Here, the whole point is she didn't feel anything in her body. She just got up and found the stain on the ground. Since she didn't feel it coming out in her body, she only found it later. Therefore, mi da'oraisa, she is tahora. Therefore, she's tahora. Shmuel doesn't say mi da'oraisa. He says she's mamish tahora. Then the Gemara has a bunch of kashas. I'll just run through it. Violation time think about okay. Tashma. They try to bring three disproofs. You only do the copy for Zev?
Yeah.
They try to bring three disproofs. The first disproof is, and this is gonna be important, the first disproof is Tashma, where the one is. Aisha she ositracheha varasa dam. Rabbi Meir Omer, this is gonna be a whole sentence, don't worry. Emo medis may have shavas tahora. Heikidami. Okay, we're not getting to the simon, but she finds dam in the urine. It's a problem. Heikidami, what's the case? Ida arkisha yoshesa my Torah. If she felt it, he says it depends if she's sitting or standing. What do you mean? If she felt it, avad it's dam nida. She felt it, then for sure it's dam nida. It shouldn't depend if she's sitting or standing. Elulam glory, it must be she didn't feel it. Katani omedis tahora tmeya. Here's the problem. We don't know if it's dam nida or not. What do you mean? If she felt it, it's dam nida. If not, not. Once you have this idea of hargasha, why isn't it always obvious if it's dam nida or not? The answer is, liolam da argasha ve'im argashas me'er glayim hi. Okay, no, it's a case where she did have argasha, but you might think it's the feeling of urination. The feeling of urination, it's actually big machlok zachronim, which is not on the front pages of the Shulchan Aruch, whether it's the feeling of urination or the feeling of having to urinate. But maybe the feeling of urination can get confused with the feeling of menstruation. Okay, two is going to be the exact same parallel. Tashma. Same thing. She does a bedika inside, putting a bedika cloth inside, and then puts it under the pillow because it's dark. In the morning, she finds blood. We want to know if it's dam nida or dam of a bug that was under her pillow. So it depends if it's round or long. You see the structural similarity. It depends if it's dam nida or not. It depends on sitting or standing, round or long. It depends. The kasha is, what do you mean it depends? If we have this rule of hargasha, if she felt it, we know it's dam nida. And if she didn't feel it, then we know it's not. That's the Gemara's kasha. Hello, love. Ida argisha yoshevus my Torah. Love the Lord argisha. Because Tani, no, sorry. Ida argisha agula my Torah. Hello, love the Lord argisha. Tani moshev tamei. Right? If she felt hargasha, obviously it's dam nida. Must be she didn't feel hargasha, and yet it's still tamei. Lolom dargisha or hargasha deitu. No, there was a hargasha, but the hargasha of sticking the ink inside can be confused with hargasha of menstruation. Therefore, there was a hargasha. But we still don't know if she's tamei or tahor because it might have been the hargasha of the bedika or it might have been the hargasha of menstruation. Third, the exact same thing. Tashma. Nimsa shalot tameim b'chayim l'karban. Nimsa shalot osyom tameim b'chayim l'karban. Nimsa shalot achar zman tameim yisafik turmer karban. Right? Remember, she finds out after tashma. If it's right away, then it's chayim karban. If not, not. If she felt the dam nida, then why should she ever be potter? She knows when the dam nida came. Ella loves the Lord. It must be she didn't feel, and yet she's still tamei because having nimsa shalot osyom tameim b'chayim l'karban. Lo liol the arvish shabeim argasha shamash haba. Okay, no. Shamash meaning the man's aimer. She did have her hagasha, but that doesn't prove it was not me. That could be the hagasha of Tashmish. So basically, what do we see in the Gemara so far? You're only tamei with hagasha. Not the right. You're only tamei with hagasha. Without hagasha, you're tahora. So why are you tamei without a hagasha after urination or after conjugal relations or after bedika or after conjugal relations? Because there was a hagasha, but you're not sure what the hagasha was. Okay. In the end, go to the bottom of Menzayim and Beis. Amr, if you hear me difti, Moda Shmuel, she tamei midrabanan. In the end, Shmuel is Moda. When Shmuel said that if you find a kesem, you're not tamei, no, that's crazy. Of course you're tamei midrabanan. You're not tamei d'oraisa, you're tamei midrabanan. And Ravashi Amar, Shmuel Huda Amar, Krev Nechemya. Detan, Rechemya, Mekaldob, Shein Mekabal Tomei, Ein Mekabal Ksamen. Right? The assumption is Ravashi is building over here. Shmuel, why did he say she's not tamei in the case where she finds blood on the floor? Because he's like Rav Nechemya. Ksamim are only midrabanan, not midaraisa. Ksamim are only midrabanan, and there are only goes in midrabanan. She finds out something that's mekabel toma. The floor is not mekabel toma, because it's mekabel lekarka. Therefore, she's not tamei. Okay, so in the half in the Gemara, we thought that a kesem was not tamei at all. Then we asked all these kashas. In the next stage in order here, maybe we thought a kesem is tamei midrabanan, and then the final maskana of the Gemara that we passed, like Rav Ashi, like Rav Nechemya, a kesem is tamei midrabanan, it's on dover hamakabel toma. Now, let's try and spend some time understanding all these different stages of the Gemara. Let's start with the beginning of the Gemara. Kesem is tahora midaraisa. Why is a kesem not a problem midaraisa? The answer seems to be fairly poshut, what it's saying in the Gemara. Because? Because the Pasuk of Sarish teaches us that. There's no hargasha. So there's no hargasha, right? If she feels it coming out, that's midaraisa. That's called targus b'psara. If she doesn't feel it coming out, but just finds it later, then, I mean, that's the pshat in the Gemara. And that's what the Mechaber said, right? What did the Mechaber say? V'artorin ishim etam losur l'bala atcha targus yotzadam b'psara. Right? That is the mainstream pshat. Right? The mainstream pshat is the pshat of the Gemara. The Mechaber. The Pasha Pshat, right? The Mechaber wrote Poskim. Say very simple, because there's no Hargasha. Mida Oraisa, it all depends on Hargasha. Right, that's Pashup Shat. That's what the Mechaber says. However, some of the Achronim want to be more Machmir. The Sidre Tara, much later on, near the end of the Siman, in Sifkat and Sadi Gimel, which is like 10 pages long, where he changed his mind a few times. But he wants to be Medayik from some Rishonim, right, in the Sidre Tara's days. He wants to be Medayik from Rashi and Tosos. You could like his Diyuk, you cannot like his Diyuk, we're not going to get into it. I mean, it's not explicit anywhere. He wants to be dyke that no, that's not what the Gemara means. That's just what it looks like. What it really means is Sidre Tara Bida'as Rashi and Tosos, I think. Did I write this down? Give me a second. Bida'as Rashi the Tosos says nothing to do with Hargasha. Doesn't really mean Hargasha. It really means because it might not be migufa, the dam might not be from her. It might have just been there from someplace else. The case of the Gemara was she checked the ground, sat on it, and then found blood on it. So it's obviously migufa. No, maybe she just didn't check well. Right? And because it might not be migufa. Badka karka olam v'yashav aleha. The chuli is tahora because Amar lo budka yafe yafe. Maybe the dam was really on the floor before she sat there, and she just didn't check well enough. even though that's a far out chash, and Hargasha is only significant because it is evidence that the blood is migufa. Meaning that's how the Sidrei Tara B'das Rashi reads the Rashi and Tosfos reads this Gemara. He says it doesn't really mean that Shatargish B'Pshari that it depends on Hargasha B'Doraisa. It really means only, you know, there are certain deen Doraisa that the Torah only asks for the Vaday, not a Safek, right? Everyone remembers from the beginning of Mitzia, Siri Vaday, Vlo Siri Safek, right? Only a Vaday Meiser Behema is Kadosh. If it's only 98% likely to be Meiser Behema, or 99% likely to be Meiser Behema, it's not Kadosh, without getting into that. So, yeah, so there's a deen Doraisa here, B'Pshara, only if she's sure it came from her uterus, then it's tummy. If it might have been a stain that was already there or from someplace else, she is not Tveya. And he has a rereading of Shmuel, which means she checks the ground, sat on it, and then gets up and finds blood. She's Tahora. Because maybe the blood was always on the ground and she just didn't notice it when she checked. And after all, if she didn't have a Hargasha, then it could be that the blood came from someplace else. If she had a Hargasha, that would prove it was from her. So the Hargasha is not important per se. Hargush is only one of many pieces of evidence there could be. So Mida Araisa, it all depends on Vadai Migufa. Is she sure that it came from her uterus or not? That is not the Pashim Shad in the Gemara. He has to read in that even though she checked and sat and then found red, she's not sure it's for her body. Maybe she it was there and she just didn't notice when she checked. Okay, this is the Sidur Tara's pshat. And I'm not, you know, really prepared to say whether his shot is better or the other shot is better. However, after the time of the Sidrei Tara, when we had access to more Rishonim, we realized there is one Rishonim before it's like the Sidrei Tara. That's on the bottom of this page. I put the Tosfos Rid right there. Amar Shmuel Badka Karka Om Yashvel of Matzadam Tahar. Shemar Bibsar, Shetargish Bibsar, Pirish. Davka in Hirgisha. What is Hirgisha? Hirgisha doesn't mean feel the feeling of it leaving. Hirgisha means know the truth. Only if she knows it came from her uterus. But if she doesn't know for sure it came from her uterus, like you find the blood on the ground, because maybe she didn't check well enough and it was there the whole time. And the blood was on the ground from the beginning. Okay, so he reads this as like hargasha, meaning not feeling, but knowledge, right? That's why he starts by saying, hirgisha v'yada. Yeah, if she knows it came from her uterus, she's Tameya. If she's not sure, if she obviously she's 99% sure it didn't come from her uterus. Sorry, she's 99% sure it came from her. Because she checked the ground, it was clean, she sat, she got up, and she found blood. But still, maybe it was there all along, just it was bad lighting and she didn't notice beforehand. And therefore, she is the Hora. But for him, the real factor is Yediya, not Hargasha. The nafkamina of this is very clear. What if you had no hargasha, but you know for sure it came from your guf? You know, like, for example, you know, nowadays that we invented underwear, right? So in the old days, it was very hard to ever know for sure. But anyways, there were no underwear in the old days. She found a stain in her skirt. Go figure out. You find a stain in your pants. Go figure out where that stain came from. Especially, they had a lot less hygiene in those days for everything, not just for menstruation. Everything was dirtier in those days. So go figure out why I come home at night, my pants are dirty. There's a stain here. Go figure out where it came from. Who knows? It could have been a million things. So likewise, in their days, there's not much of a nafkamina between the Pashup Shad and the Rov Rishonim and then the Tosfos Rid, the Sidrei Tara. Right? Plus the Rid. If he had the Rid, he would be very excited. But he didn't have access to the Rid in his days. So according to either way, if a woman finds blood in her skirt, so that's not Doraisa, either because she didn't feel anything, she just noticed on her skirt, or because who knows where it came from. But what about nowadays? You have clean underwear that you get from the washing machine and you know that it's clean. Or you buy brand new from the package and you put it on and there's no real other way for any stain to get on your underwear other than from the uterus, right? It's not like, you know, it's not like it could come like when you go into the butcher store and they're shucking animals there or something. Like, it's very clear. We all know 100% that this blood is migufa. So, is she Tmei Midoraisa or not? So according to the Mechaber, she's not Tmei Midoraisa. She didn't feel it coming out. She only saw it later on her underwear. And according to Tosfos Rid, Lechora,
she would be family Doresa.
Because she knows it's for sure from her body. She has no doubt whatsoever that it's from her. Halach l'maisa, this is the obvious nafkamina. Nafkamina. What about nowadays? A kesem on underwear. On clean underwear, right? Meaning, it's not like, oh, maybe I didn't check. Like, we know it's clean underwear. You know this kesem just came now. Like, it's a bright red. So, it would be Dehora midoraisa, and according to Tosos Rid, it would be Tamea midoraisa. Now, why do we care? Because if we got a chance to go any further in Simin Kuf Tzadi, a kesem is only Tamei Drabanan, but only under conditions A, B, C, D, E, F, and G. Meaning, for example, if the underwear was colored, then it's not Tamea, or etc. There are many cases, or if it's smaller than a penny, it's not Tamea. So then, Dehora midoraisa and Dehora lemaisa. Right? The Horni Doraisa, at least. So that would be a big nachmina. What if someone has colored underwear? So, and they find blood on it. Are they perfectly okay? Because the Midoraisa is no problem, Midorabanan, there's no Xeron colored underwear. Or is it a problem? What if someone finds a small stain on their underwear? Allah Lamaisa, the Minhag Olam, pretty universally, is like the Machaber against this Sidrei Tara. Even the Sidrei Tara doesn't think all Rishonim. Somebody showing you against the Tosfos Rid, that we assume that that the reason why it's not a problem midoraisa is because of a lack of hargasha, and as long as she didn't feel it, that's not a chashash doraisa at all, regardless of where it's from. There is a third shita, by the way, which is the Chachmas Adam, the Binas Adam. The Binas Adam just means like there's some footnotes where the Chachmas Adam like wrote like tangents. I mean unimportant. I just mean like things that were not in the normal flow of what he was writing. So the Binas Adam is just the Chachmas Adam. It's not like someone else. Just what he wrote on the bottom. And the Sidrei Tara, the Das Rambam, actually says that there are two conditions min HaTorah. He says that it's Tmeya min HaTorah only if she felt it, Hargasha, and it's Vaday Migufa. This is like more Mekel than both opinions, right? It's only Nisra Daraisa if she felt it and it's Vaday Migufa. So like if she felt something coming out, but she's not sure if this red is what she felt coming out, or maybe she felt yellow coming out, and this red is from someplace else, then it's not Doraisa. If she's sure it's from her guf, but she didn't feel it, it's not Doraisa. In which case, he would nowadays say, well, even if you're sure it's from the guf, even if you're sure it's from her guf, if she didn't feel it, it is not a chashash from Doraisa, and it's going to be much or most in many circumstances. The nafkamina between A and C, we'll get to a little later, is what if, like, you did have hargasha, but you're still not sure if this red came from your body or if the hargasha was a different color coming out of this red came from elsewhere. We'll get to that later. Okay. By the way, mehechi tasted tzvedinim. Where would they get the idea that there are two conditions midoraisa? So that's from two different sugyas, menzayin beis and nuchesed beis. If you look in the Mishnah and nuchesed beis, the Mishnah says, v'tol of chalosh yuchol litvos. When it comes to ksamim, remember, this is the other side of the page, sorry. Remember that whole very difficult discussion, some kufei zayin, if she finds dam, machmas tashmish, could you be told of a macha or not? And it was very complex. And then Ramah said, like at the end there, that we didn't pay so much attention to. Ah, but if it's a kesem, then you could be told no matter what. It's very easy to be told that. Meaning for a kesem, what level of kliya do you need? Forget that whole discussion. All you need is any basis for kliya. That says anything you can. Shachta behemachai va'ofnes aska b'ksamim. Oh, she yashvat had oskamayam. If she shechted, or she would dealt with stains, lavdafka blood stains, any red stains, or she sat near people who were cleaning stains or something. Hargum acholah, she killed a bug. Hariz that tolava. At kama tolava. Rechim and tingus adar akvish shal pol. We'll come back to that. Valpish shal harga. The tolav no bevala. Im yesh b'maka. She could also be told on her son or her husband, who she comes into physical contact with. Im yesh b'maka v'cholli galeva l'tzidam. Hariz that tolava. If she even has a healed wound, but it could be, the scab could be scratched and come off and bleed, then she's tola. Like she has a wound, but it's scabbed. But and it's still scabbed, but it could have in between gotten pulled off a little and bled. She could be tola. Ma'is v'isha after shabbos lefnei Rabbi Akiva amar lo b'isi kesen. Amar lo shem ma'ka yisabech. Amar lo heim chayso. Yeah, he had a wound, but it healed. Amar lo shem yichol ligalei lo tzidam. Maybe the scab could come off and it could bleed. Amar lo heim said it could be. But tola Rabbi Akiva, and he says she is tahora. So as the students were looking at each other, he says, why is this difficult? So they want to make on this. Why? It says dam will be her ziva and her basar that makes her tamea, and not kesem. So it's the old mafarshim deal with is the drasha to be mamai kesem from bifsara to show it's not doraisa, and then we're very makel, or from dam. And excludes kesem, which is not the rice of very makel. Say the Venus Adam the Sidre Tara is something very clever. That the need for Hargasha is from the word bivsara. Bivsara, if she feels it, daraisa. If she doesn't feel it, she's not daraisa. But there's also a drasha of dam velo kesem. That dam is daraisa and kesem isn't. Why do you need two redundant drushas? Some people say it's a machlok is what the drasha is. Or that one of them is lav davka. But, says the Venus Adam the Sidre Tara, within the Rambam at least, says, no, we need two drushes. There are two conditions. Midoraisa, it's only dam, meaning vade migufa, and not kesem, meaning you don't know where it came from. That is, that's the context. If it could have come from someplace else, it's the horah, because it's kesem below dam. I know it's technically dam, but in the drusha, it means dam, something that's for sure zon from her body. And Bifsara teaches us only there's argasha, not otherwise. Okay, so these are the three cheetahs. We definitely don't pass them like B. Again, what's the oraisa, what isn't? Shita A, the machaber says that if she feels it coming out, it's the oraisa. If not, it's only ksamen. B, the Tosus Rid says, and the Sidri Tara says, some rishonim hold. If she knows it's from her body, it's the oraisa. If she's not sure where it's from, even if she's 99% sure but not 100, then it's only kesen. And the Bina Sadam, the Sidri Tara, Dasa Rama, and the most makel. They say it's only the oraisa if she's 100% sure it's from her body and she felt it coming out. Okay. That's the first part of our discussion. Now, there's another aspect to this, which is based on this Shaka Vatarya. Let's keep in mind, again, we haven't gotten to all this in our Seder yet, but when we say a kesem is tmei mirabanan, what we mean is like, sometimes it's tmei mirabanan, but usually it's just fine. Why? Because most stains are either smaller than a gris, so they're really okay legamre, or if they're on colored garments, they're okay legamre, or if they're on a darsh in a makabal tuma, like toilet paper, so they're okay legamre. You know, some of them are usually going to be okay legamre. Hargasha is going to be tmei midoraisa. So there's a big difference, right? Hargasha is tmei min hatorah with no exceptions. Right? This is called a re'ia. A kesem, which is without hargasha, is going to be tmeya midrabanan sometimes, but there's so many exceptions that it's usually, she's usually rather tahora. Okay. So there's a big nafkamina of something, the dam or kesem. But what did we just decide based on this mechaber? That unlike Tosfos Red, the bench had hargasha or not. However, the Gemara had three cases where there was some unclarity if she had hargasha or not. Because there was a hargasha, but you don't know what it is. If she goes to the bathroom, you don't know if the hargasha is urination or menstruation. If she engages in conjugal relations, you don't know if it's the hargasha of relations or of menstruation, and if she does a bedika, you don't know if there's hargasha, the bedika cloth. Basically, whenever something's moving around inside, in that area, you don't know if it's the hargasha of menstruation, the hargasha of something else. So what do you do if she finds dam in one of these three cases? Either in a bedika, or in conjugal relations, or in urination. So what's the din in those cases? So the Rambam says very, very clearly, oh, I should have put on the Makor sheet, okay. You'll have to take my word for it, or just find it. The Rambam says any dam she finds in a bedika is tmei midoraisa, because chazaka on dam you find inside that it came with a hargasha. she didn't report a hargasha. Okay, that's because she confused it with the hargasha of the sticking the bedik cloth inside. That is pretty clear. So here we have, if we have bedika, then is this here? Let's give me half a second. Okay. If we have a bedika, then that is chezkas hargasha, and it is tmeya midoraisa. Right, I mean, counts as re'il. It's a cheskas hargasha, that's in Furish Rama. It counts as re'il. Right? Re'il. What about dam shenimtza? B'shas tashmish. What if she finds dam, right, in tashmish amita? Do we assume, now, we're not sure how to read the Gemara here, right? There are two things we're not sure of, by the way. Number one, is this whole 1, 2, 3 that I marked off of the Gemara a havamina or a masdana? What I mean by that is it just in the havamina that a kesem is tahor legamre? Then we asked, well, why is she tamei after tashmish? And the answer is, oh, because that's a hargasha. But in the maskana, that kesem is tamei midrabanan, maybe we don't need that svar anymore. And even when we said that svar, what did we mean? You could say we meant one of two things. Did we mean she really felt menstruation, but she's not sure if she was really, if it was really because of the tashmish or menstruation, or do you mean she really did just felt tashmish, but we're not sure if it's because of tashmish or menstruation? So here, there are two, this is dependent on a big question. Number one is the words of, who was talking in the Gemara? I think it was just the Gemara talking, right? Is this line in the Gemara, the line of, one second, let me just find the line. Argisha ve'ema hargasha shamashu. Right? Argisha ve'ema hargashas shamashu. Right? So, there are two ways to take it. Number one, you can say, that's only in the havamina that kesem is tahora. So in the havamina, kesem is tahora, we have to say, so why is dam romach was tachrish a problem? Oh, because that's a hargasha. But in the maskana, kesem is tmei midrabanan. Right? Or, no, even the maskana, it's true. You could have said, that's in the havamina. If kesem is tahora, what's the problem of romach was tachrish? Must be hargasha. But the maskana, kesem is tmeya. So what's the problem of romach was tachrish? Tmei midrabanan of kesem. So you don't say this hargasha. No, even the maskana is true. And even if you say even the maskana is true, then the question is, what's the case? Is the case where she felt bleeding? And therefore we say, ah, she felt bleeding, but we're not sure if it was really a feeling of bleeding or really a feeling of tashmish. And therefore, we're not sure if she's tamei or not, or is the case where she felt tashmish. No, she only felt tashmish. However, we're not sure if it was really the feeling of tashmish or really the feeling of bleeding. Nafgamina is, what if a dam shenimtza b'tzas tashmish, right, and there was no special hargasha during tashmish. Just the feeling of tashmish, obviously. Right? So, is that a re'iyah or is that a kesem? Again, what's the nafgamina? The nafgamina is, what if she finds a small drop? A kesem is not a problem, re'iyah is a problem. Nafgamina is, what if she finds on a colored sheet? Re'iyah is a problem, kesem isn't. So, do we look at this with a lot of chumrah, or do we not look at it with a lot of chumrah? What if, you know, she was very poor and doesn't have a bed, and the tashmish is on karka olam, and she finds it on the floor? So is that a problem or not, right? Kesem is not a problem on the floor. Re'iyah is. So that depends. If we would say that whole thing that you could confuse that hargasha was only in the havamina, then we would say the answer is that this is a kesem. If we would say, no, it's even laskana, but only she felt bleeding, the answer would be kesem. But if we would say, no, it's even laskana, that line where it's true. And it means she felt tashmish, but we think she might have really felt bleeding. And it's not that she felt bleeding and maybe she didn't really feel bleeding. She felt tashmish and maybe she didn't feel bleeding. Then it would be re'iyah. This is a tremendous, tremendous machlokas achronim. Right? Do we say, number one, this whole line that she might confuse the hargasha that only mahavmi or even laskana. But more importantly, is that she thought it was done. And this line in Machadish Akula, even though she thought it was done, it might have been the feeling of Tashmish. Or no, she thought it was Tashmish. And this line is being Machadish Akumra. Even though she thought it was Tashmish, it might really have been done. So this is a big machlokas. If you look in the second side of this Makor sheet, under the Gemara Nidas, the first Pisley Chuban Hilchos Nida said, if you look at the middle of the fifth line after the brackets, the Matzah Dam B'Bdika B'lo Argasha. Oh, it's right there. She finds Dam B'Bdika without a special Argasha. Or her Tashmish B'lo Argasha, or she finds it after Tashmish Amita without a special Argasha. Evi Safik Doraisa, the name of Hadlo Argasha, Mishim Savar Hergesh Edo Shamashu. Do we call that a Doraisa? Shashavat Nida Doraisa. And even though she didn't feel anything, that's just, she did feel it. She just was confused it with the feeling of the B'dika's aid or of the man's aver, Olo. I'm a shot of Yaakov, she was Kesher Kahunas, and Mechesh Yericho was there. Vayim Diver Shlosh, and Mesel Kamen, and Kuf Pechas, and Sif Aleph. I'm not crazy, you're placey, Vyasa, Great Tara, Vicha, Vosdas, Kosmu, Dehuda, Oraisa. Okay, this is very clear. The Sidre Tara, the crazy, you're placey, and the Chavos Das say this is a Re'iyah, and it's Tomid Oraisa. They read the Gemara's even Maskana, we hold. That, if she does a bdika, if she says, I didn't feel anything special, she might have really had a hargasha. And she just didn't notice because she confused it with the hargasha of sticking the wolf inside. If she is tashmish, she says, I didn't feel anything special, there's dam, we say that was really a hargasha. She might have really had a hargasha. Oh, she didn't feel a hargasha. That's because she was confused by, it was masked by the feeling of the tashmish inside her. But they say there's really riyah. However, Not everyone agrees with this. this is a big machlokas. Oh, I didn't. Okay, there is a mefuras. Yeah.
Sorry, I see that they mentioned both bedika and tashmish. Does it also go from every line?
Okay, so you have to read on another line. Right. What does the next line say? Avol b'kinuach, if she just wiped on the outside, oh shaloch nisa iba omek alamei aprozo l'chus, she didn't stick the ibadikolov inside, just on the outside, just on the vestibule outside, ain't only darbonik shaloch gisha. Meaning, this whole problem is only if something went inside. If she just wiped from the outside, then we don't think there's argasha, because like, she really didn't feel anything just from the outside. And then it's not a problem. Bechein samach latos meraglayim agam ki deraisa chavos das says the chavos das likewise after meraglayim. The answer to his question. So first of all, a lot of achronim disagree with this. So I meant to bring it to print it out and bring it off. But Tzitz Eliezer in Simon Vav Chelik Vav Simon Chav Gimel quotes a whole bunch of achronim who disagree with this. Either because they say that whole shot from the Targum Zayin Beis is only in the Havamina. The Maskana, we don't hold like it. Or because they say, no, all they meant in that Gemara is that if she says, I felt like menstruation, still, she might have been wrong about it. But if she says she didn't feel any menstruation, then for sure it's not a problem. So many Achronim disagree, and as a matter of fact, the Sidrei Tara a little later on changes his mind and disagrees with himself. And many Achronim disagree. They say, no, that's only chash kesem. Okay, so they say, again, they say either this line of the Mar is only in the Havamina. In the Havamina, there's ksamim or tahorim. We have to figure out what's the problem with tashmish. We say it must have been a hargasha. The maskana, ksamim or tahorim, and that's the problem with tashmish. Where they say, no, even the maskana, it's a problem. But it's only a problem with the okimta that she felt bleeding. She didn't feel bleeding. They never meant, look, it says argasha. She did feel bleeding. But we're not sure if she was right about the diagnosis of feeling the bleeding. Okay, this is a big machlokas. Halacha lemaisa, how do we paskin? Halacha lemaisa, we paskin that it's a re'iyah after tashmish. That is the pashat pshat in many places,
in Shulchan Aruch, especially in the whole point of Roi Machlos Tashmish, keep in mind, if really blood you find after Tashmish is only a kesem, then like, why are they been so machra in Roi Machlos Tashmish? If it was only a kesem, only a darbanan. I mean, could be they were, but we assume that blood you find after Tashmish is Doraisa. The big question is, blood you find how soon after Tashmish is Doraisa? Right? Blood you find in the morning after Tashmish? Let's say in the morning after Tashmish you find blood on the sheets. Is that Doraisa? Or only blood you find Osyo right after Tashmish would be Doraisa? One second. This is not so clear. But the Chavos Das says, I think it's right here, says the Chavos Das, he says, one second, if I can find just that line. Veda, Dibishas Tashmish ain't shom of shores la havchin bein agosh shamish la agosh dam, lozefilum omelo bishas tashmish, etc. Okay, you have to put together what he says a little later, but you'll have to look at the very end of Sukkot and Aleph here. He talks about Osyom. He says, when is this a problem? He says, not everyone agrees, the Chavos Das says, but says the Chavos Das, only Osyom, only if she finds the blood Osyom. Osyom means right afterwards, right? What's the logic of this? The logic is very clear. If she finds blood, she has tashmish at midnight, and she wakes up at 6 a.m. and finds blood on the sheet, then how do we know when that blood came? Maybe it came during the tashmish, maybe it came after the tashmish, maybe it came before that, you know, we don't know when this blood came, and therefore, we can't assume this blood came with Hargasha, because we have no idea when it came. And not only that, if you had to use our halachic principle to tell us she finds blood an hour after tashmish, did it come during tashmish or after tashmish? How would you decide based on halachic principles? No? Different halachic principle? Chazaka. Chazaka, that she didn't used to be bleeding, so she wasn't bleeding until just now. Chazaka always means something happened later. So therefore, if she finds it later, it's not a problem. A woman says, after Tashmish, an hour later, I found blood on my sheet. We'd say, oh, that's not a ri'ya, that's only a kesem. You had colored sheets, you're mocha legamri. Totally mocha. Only Osyom, or what's the only way you could find blood much later than Tashmish, but know that it came out B'Shas Tashmish, if you find the blood where?
On his
Aver. On his Aver, right? If you find it on him, I mean, he doesn't, there's no way blood would get come out of him, I mean, unless we know.
He might have rolled over onto Kenan also.
Ah, okay, but we don't assume that for various reasons. We'll see, only Osyom or Nimtza Al Shalom, which is the equivalent of Osyom. If you find blood on his Aver, then that also proves it came after Tashmish. Because how would the blood have gotten to his Aver after Tashmish? And if he says maybe it went to something else, and then from there on, or that's not exactly what you said, but we are not choshish that. So therefore, we say if you find blood right after Tashmish, then that's a Re'iyah. If you find blood a while after Tashmish, then that's only a Kesef. So halacha lemaisa, if you find dam right after Tashmish, that is called a Re'iyah. Why? Because the Gemara says, Argisha v'Margash HaShamashu, she felt a lot of feelings during Tashmish. During Tashmish, she felt something was going on in Osomakom. She doesn't know how to tell if the feeling is just the feeling of Tashmish going on or also the feeling of menstruation going on. And therefore, it's a chash of Hargasha. Whenever there's a chash of Hargasha, it's a suffix d'oraisa. And therefore, it is called a Re'iyah. But if she finds dam a while after Tashmish, then that is merely a kesem, because through the rule of Chazaka, we say we can't assume it came out during the Tashmish. Maybe it came out after the Tashmish, but Astam came out after the Tashmish. If it came out after the Tashmish, then it came out without Hargasha. Where's the dividing line between Osyom and not? Remember, the Rama says we're not Bekiyim nowadays, and what's Samach le Tashmish? And what's called Osyom? Remember, Osyom meant, we had a whole discussion, do you already have the Abedik in your hand and you have to get out of bed, or do you have the Abedik under your pillow and you have to get it, and etc. And I mean, that's Acher Acher. That's not Osiyom technically. That's close to Osiyom. That's also a problem. Lemaisa, what's Mekobel in the Poskim is that we're not Mekiyim in Samach, so 15 seconds is still Samach. It's still close enough to Osiyom, which means right away. But if it's 30 seconds after Tashmish, then that's just the rules of Ksavim. So if someone says, you know, after Tashmish, I saw blood on the sheet, say, what do you mean after Tashmish? Do you mean right after Tashmish? If right after Tashmish we found blood on the sheet, then it must have come out during Tashmish, or at very least it's likely to have come out during Tashmish, and then you had feelings during Tashmish. You had it, so therefore it's a Shash Doreisa, you're Nida Doreisa. If they say, no, it was 30 seconds after Tashmish, like, ah, that's just stop finding a stain a long time after Tashmish. So maybe it came out after Tashmish. So maybe the blood came at the time when there's no Hargasha. The blood came when there's no Hargasha. Then we could be Mekel if it was a colored sheet or if it was a small stain or et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
Even if she finds them right after Tashmish, does that have to be on something Mekel or something, or that can be on anything?
On anything. Once it's a Re'ia, there's no conditions. There's no exceptions. No exceptions. Once it's called a Re'ia, the only way it would be Tahor is if it's not red. Because then it's not Dam Bechlal. But if you have a Hargasha of something red, there's no exceptions whatsoever. Okay, there'll be one limited exception, but we're going to get... The limited exception is if you did a Bedikah with a dirty cloth that might have been dirty already, but that's not common nowadays.
I guess another question would be, like, let's say, in the case where we're finding it on the sheets, because if you did a Bedikah, then it wouldn't matter because of number one.
Right.
So this, assuming that she would have had to have checked the sheets beforehand?
Yes, let's assume that for now. Okay. Now, the third case is, and here is the, by the way, there's a Mefurish Hagos Maimonides on the bottom of the Rambam also, who says that that's not a problem. I'll just, if I can find it quickly, I will read it to you and tell you where it is. The Hagos Mamonios in Isuri Bia Perik Dalitz of Katan Chaf says, it's just side tangent. His real point is, should you do a lot of bedikas all the time or not? Remember, we had that discussion. So he says, V'chein Mori Rabbeinu, Kas Rabbeinu Simcha, Mori Rabbeinu, Micha Mishashiva Dechaz Tamanach, is a woman who always checked after Tashmish. And my Rebbe was stopped her. Lama Tachla Kalkas V'dorsha Asur L'chachamim, Kevin Divino Reis, Mishashiva Tarih Bufsara. El drabban number roa below hargasha kamo summon. Behemam or dechalashva daim usra behemam shalod livdok. Says, why are you being so machmer? It's only drabban anyway. After all, you didn't have a hargasha. So why do you keep checking so much? So he sounds like after Tashmish is only summon. He might even sound like even through Bedika is only summon, but that would be more radical. Okay, we're not going into all the Rishonim here. The third case is just, and this is Mutya. Yes, even if there's no special hargasha, because she felt tashmish, obviously.
So any time you find blood 15 seconds after
tashmish, that's a daraisa, and there's no exceptions. It's always tamei.
But yeah. Any time someone has tashmish, they're going to have a hargasha of tashmish.
Exactly, okay. Exactly. So any time you find blood after tashmish is a problem, but that shouldn't be a chiddush to you. Isn't that what it sounds like in some Kuf Pei Zayin, that any time you found blood after tashmish, it was a problem? Right, so that shouldn't be a very big chiddush. Okay. How about dam shenimtza b'shas hatolas meiraglayim, right? Urination. This, by the way, is the biggest shaila nowadays. What's the biggest shaila nowadays? A woman says, "I wiped after urinating, and I found blood on the toilet paper." Now, if she would say, "I did a bedika after urinating and put the toilet paper inside," then that would be a bedika. The Rambam already said that's Tamei Midoraisa. But that's not what more normal people do. They only wipe outside. Right? So I wiped and found a drop of blood on the toilet paper. What's the din? If this is considered a kesem, then we'd say, well, it was only a drop of blood. A drop is okay in the kesem. The toilet paper is not makabel tumah in the kesem. And maybe it was colored toilet paper. And, you know, there's lots of room to be makel. But if you say it's a re'iyah, then there's no room to be makel. A re'iyah, any drop of blood is tumah midaraisa. You say, are you sure it was red? I'm sure it was red. Okay, if it was red, or even if she's masopic if it was red, right? If it was possibly red, and it was a re'iyah, then that's it. She's a nida. So what's the din? This is the big debate nowadays. What's the din in toilet paper? Because after tashmish, it's not such a common thing. Why is it not such a common thing? I mean, first of all, people don't do tashmish as often as they do going to the bathroom. And also, you know, people usually do tashmish late at night in the dark and don't then start looking... Don't then start turning on the lights, right away and examining the color of everything, right? That's not normal, right? Usually people do tashmish and then go to sleep with the lights still off and they don't really notice anything usually. So it doesn't come up a lot. It could, but it doesn't come up a lot because tashmish is not every few hours. And you usually are not looking around right afterwards. Usually it's like in the morning, the sun comes out, I turn the light on, then I see something, and by then it's already a long time afterwards. But going to the bathroom, that's ma'aseh b'chol yom. Women go to the bathroom, men also, right? Everyone goes to the bathroom all the time. And what happens if you see something on the toilet paper afterwards? Do you treat that as a kesem? In which case, let's assume it's always going to be okay. Or do you treat that as a re'iyah? So this is a big, big debate. The Piskei Tshuva quotes the Chavos Das as being machmer on this. Right? Says the Chavos Das, it is a re'iyah. In which case, any dam found on toilet paper is a problem. Of course, he says, if it's osyom, and the minhag olam is to consider osyom 15 seconds. The reason why is in one of the Achronim writes this, I forget who it was, writes it's like the timer walks to walk 22 mil. Okay, they get that from El Steele's Dime, etc., which works out to 15 seconds. So if it's osyom, it's a problem. However, not everyone agrees with this. It sounds like many Achronim disagree. The Tzitz Eliezer quotes a whole bunch of Achronim disagree and comes out with Kula, and on the sheet, the Chazon Ish disagrees. Okay, to follow this Chazon Ish is going to be a little hard. It's the middle of a little bit of a cheshvan. Chazon Ish never has big cheshvans. He had little cheshvans. But if you look at this Chazon Ish, he says, this Shaila, she found right away after urinating. Right? What's the din? He says, I'm moded that we're machmir and tashmish. After all, some kufi's ayin really sounds like it's a problem. So if you say the hargosh of urination is equivalent to the hargosh of tashmish, then the yishlo tamei gamu matzal gabi karka, shari yish kamishim nida. And then even if she finds on the toilet bowl, which is mechubar lekarka, right, it should still be a problem, even though it shouldn't be ksamim, because it's a re'iya. V'lo mishum kesen. V'am the masha amr samchal from big, the kandash benos shol, big bit zivon, and mash v'n imbar gosh mirglayim mishum nida, the anchi ziyabish akesh, and matzal gosh mirglayim, v'im hergisha gosh mirglayim, yish kamishim nida, v'im kantar svonim, says, Chazal say that if women wear colored clothing, then it saves them from all tome of a kesem. So what do you mean? They have to go to the bathroom all the time. So how could that save them from Tomas Ksamen? Again, it's based on a cheshbon here. So he says, if Merit Lion was a problem, then how would you ever bring a Tara Kesem? Well, must be a Sussman of Mashal, Ola Hunisham Kesem, because you're Merit Lion. Okay. It sounds like, he says, the Stam Shah, Stam Shulchan Aruch sounds like it's only a Kesem, even if she had the feeling Merit Lion. There are toasting the Mike's like the Lord where Hosh after the Rabban Lekko, Kosh the Elevel Maskana, Ainam Merglan, Kargosha Shamish. Okay. If you say I don't totally follow his logic, you're right, because you have to look at the three paragraphs beforehand and all the assumptions he makes. But if you don't follow his proof, that's fine. But his baskan is very clear. He says, I'm machmer tashmish, but not a meir glayim. After all, there's a big difference. Tashmish and bedika are where something goes in, ba'oso mako, right? And therefore, that can be confused with the argosh of dam, right? The meir glayim is not from the same place as the dam nida and the makom tashmish. It's a different kind of hargasha. First of all, it's not something going in. Second of all, it's not the same place. It's a different hargasha. So he says, I know, I read the Gemara, and there are three parallel shakavatars. But that doesn't mean that we have to interpret them all the exact same way. Says Chazanish, yeah, by Bedikin, by Tashmish, then for sure it's a problem. By Meraglim, it's no problem. That's the Psak of the Chazanish. That's also the Psak that says Eliezer, quoting many Achronim. So says the Chazanish, Simin Sadi Sipatan Aleph, says the Shut Sitz Eliezer, Chilik Vav Simin Chaf Gimel Sif Yud Aleph, they say no, it's really Kesef. And many, many Achronim also agree with the Chaz Das, don't worry. Anyway, this is a big live machlokes ad hayom hazeh. This is a tremendous machlokes. Do we say that if she finds Dan wiping after urinating, that's a re'iyah, and she's automatically tamea, no questions, no conditions, no anything? Or do we say, no, that's only called a kesem? And it's a kesem, it's no big deal, and since toilet paper's not makabel tumah, so it's fine. Hey, big, big, tremendous nafkamina, by the way, tremendous nafkamina. So, yeah.
Do we recommend the women sit for 15 seconds?
Good. So what do we do? So there's two Eitzes, right? Sorry, Willig says, ideally, do one of two things. Either number one, it's interesting, do you have to look at the toilet paper? Or can you flush without looking? So, there's no chiyuv to look at the toilet paper. After all, no one said you're chayuv to do a bediko every time you go to the bathroom, right? So looking at the toilet paper is doing a bediko. Who says you have to? So he says, the best Eitza is to just flush the toilet paper without looking. Right? Then you save yourself from all shaylas. Ah, maybe. Okay, but that's not how halacha works. You're becheskes tara, and you don't have to check every time there might be proof of tumah. Whenever you have a chazaka, there's no chiyuv to check every time the chazaka might have changed. That's the rule of chazaka. So therefore, the best thing is not to look. However, that's impossible. Why is that impossible? It seems very possible to us. That's because we're men, and we don't understand psychology. To us, it seems very possible. However, for women, it is not literally impossible, it's close to impossible, because, imagine, you know, we don't know what it's like to be a woman. Imagine that you have, like, a part of your body where all different times of the month, different things come out, and it's telling you what's going on in your body, in your cycle, etc., and, like, it's a very important source of information about your whole cycle, and it's almost impossible to not look. Because you just have to know what's going on in your own body. We don't have anything equivalent that we can think of. So it's hard to relate to it. But, so the best aid is just don't look at the toilet paper. Get out of all spekos. And if someone does that, then ashreha v'tovla. Ashreha ba'olam hazeh v'tovla ba'olam haba. Right? She can be with her husband ba'olam hazeh. And she has no spekos about that she did the right thing in olam haba. Because when you have a cheskes tara, what you don't know doesn't hurt you. However, most women say that's impossible. So option two is wait 15 seconds before wiping, right? After you finish urinating, count to 15 Mississippi, and then wipe. And then also you won't have any sfeikos, because the Chavos Das admits, I'm not saying everyone admits, but the Chavos Das and most Achronim admit, I didn't say everyone agrees to this, but most Achronim agree to the Chavos Das, Lamaisa, almost everyone agrees to this Chavos Das, that even worse, even if it's a problem for Iyah, that's only within 15 seconds. So if you wait 15 seconds, then wipe, you have no problem. And that's not against psychology. The only problem is it's against impatience. You know, it's not impossible to wait 15 seconds before you wipe, but people are busy, and people have, places to go, people see, things to do. And 15 seconds is a long time to sit there on the toilet and wait. And especially since, like, when you have to sit and wait, the 15 seconds feels like 15 minutes. And you're thinking of all the things you have to do. And it's just, so that's the second most ideal, is it's certainly possible in psychology to wait 15 seconds. But, and that's what we should tell people to do. And half the people will do it. And ashreichen the tov lachen, ashreihen the tov lachen. But a lot of women don't, and really a woman could do that if she really wants to get out of sphincters. However, often a lot of women don't, because people are just very busy and it's hard for them to wait 15 seconds. I know it seems easy to us, but if I told you had to just sit around for 15 seconds, it would be hard. So I don't know, maybe nowadays that we have smartphones, it's easier. Just tell her to check her email. Okay, nowadays, tell her to check her email. And then it's very easy to wait 15 seconds if you're, doing something productive or even unproductive on your smartphone. So tell her to check her email, that'll take 15 seconds, and then Shalom Aleichem. So that's the best. What should she do on Shabbos? I really don't know. She should be mekabel in herself, I don't know, like every Shabbos to like chazer to the periodic table, like five elements every time she goes to the bathroom, and then she'll be okay, or whatever else it may be that's neither a smartphone nor a Torah. Okay, so that's the best way to get out of old sfeikos. However, what happened, b'dieved? And if a woman comes to you with this shyly, you should tell her, really, you should not look, or if you have to look, wait 15 seconds. But what happens when push comes to shove? If the woman looked and she didn't wait 15 seconds, and now you need to answer the shayla, who do you paskin like? So this is a big machlokes ad hayom hazeh. All rabbis paskin different things. But Lamaisa, right? Well, it says the ikradin we paskin like the Chazon Ish and the Tzitz Eliezer against the Chavos Das. He said that we'll see later on. There's a whole siman about dam and meir glayim, and it doesn't sound like it's a chash of hargasha. We don't find in the poskim in the Rishonim earlier chronim a chash of hargasha. So bottom line, bedochak, if you have a situation where. So what do we say? We say lemaisa lechatchila avoid the shayla. Either don't look, or wait 15 seconds. But bidi eved, we say it's a kesem, and therefore, since a kesem on toilet paper is not makabel tumah, we can be makel. So bidyeved, we can be makel, but we really, really don't prefer to do that. That's a real bidyeved. Lechatchila, we should really avoid the shayla.
Could you combine the two eitzes? Like, could she wait like 10 seconds and then wipe and wait a few seconds before checking that? Like, does that work?
No, that does not help at all. Okay. Now, to mention the fact that I'm not sure practically why that would be easier.
Osium is 15 seconds?
No. So I technically shouldn't have written osium. Osium is really 0 seconds. It's just that if you remember from the beginning of Kuf Pei Zayin, we said there's like osium and then there's achar osium. And achar osium is the chayv anoshim tola is considered suffik d'oraisa, and therefore we'd also be machmir. And we're not a baki. And what achar osium means, even though it sounds like it's only about 2 or 3 seconds, and therefore the Ramah says we're machmir anything near. And the achronim say that means 15 seconds. So I don't actually mean osium is 15 seconds. Osium is 0 seconds. And even acher osium, which the Gemara says is a problem, is like 3 seconds. But since we're not Mekiyim, our minig is 15 seconds.
So this is because, right, this is even if it's larger than a kris?
Yes.
Because it's
ain't no kabbalah.
And toilet paper is not a kabbalah. Why?
We'll get to it.
Okay, fine. And we're going to get to the difference between if it's in toilet paper or if it's in the water?
Yes.
Okay.
We'll get to all this. Yes.
So I'm just wondering how all this plays out. Like, nowadays we say there's no hargasha.
It doesn't matter. Nowadays, because it's not that we can't be sure there's a hargasha nowadays. We just don't identify a hargasha nowadays, but we're still choshish. There might have been a hargasha, it just wasn't identified. So it's still a problem. Okay, so this is the most important sugya in this siman. The most important sugya in this siman is what is a re'iyah and what is a kesem, which is sort of the like preface to the siman. Because the siman is always going to be when it's a kesem, when is it tmei, when is it tahora. And the answer is going to be usually Tahora. And sometimes Tmeim Darabonim. But what's a Re'iyah, what's a Kesem? That's the big Shaila. Number one, what does the Gemara mean? This case of Shmuel and Bark HaKa'olim, 3 Pshatim. According to 1 Pshat, we'd really have very little room to remake them. But we don't pass that way. And number two, within the Shakta Vataria, that Sugya, we had these ideas of like possible, unidentified, confused Hargasha, confused identification of Hargashos. What do we do in those 3 cases? And the answer is, in one case, very clear, and there's really no machlokas with the Rambam that says anything you find in a bedika is a cheskas hargasha. and is for sure Doraisa. Bedika is for sure Doraisa. There's no suffix about that. Number two, what about Tashmish from the Big Machlokas and Maisa were Machmir? Number three, what about Meir Glayim? That's also Big Machlokas. And the Maisa nowadays, very, very, it's not Mukhra nowadays. Different people will say different things. Lemaisa, and for example, you know, if you call the Nishmat hotline, right? If you call the Nishmat hotline, they will tell you the Chavos Das. So within 15 seconds, you're Tveya. That's the psak of their posek. If you call Rabbi Willig, he'll tell you, okay, Bidyevid, you should really try to avoid it, but Bidyevid, you can be Mekel. So at Hayom Hazeh, wherever you go, there's different opinions. But Lamaisa, there's room to be Mekel.
According to the first pshat, the Hargosha is Koveya Doraisa, is that just a Gzeiras HaKasav?
Yes, just a Gzeiras HaKasav.
Because we know it's Dam.
It's just Gzeiras HaKasav, even though we know it's Dam and Amakar, exactly. Even though we're 100,000,000% sure it's Dam and Amakar, it doesn't matter. It's just Gzeiras HaKasav. Yes, why is it Gzeiras HaKasav? Okay, certain point questions are philosophical, and I'm not responsible to answer them.
Does Rabbi have a reason?
What?
Does Rabbi have a suggestion?
Well, we discussed this earlier in Simon Kuf Pei Gimel. First of all, I'm not responsible to understand all Gzeiras HaKasav, but it could be, and this is what we said, Rabbi Willig says, and basically, Rabbi Yashiv said the same thing. I mean, he wasn't quoting Rabbi Yashiv, but the Chacham did the same shot based on Rashba, that it could be because that's considered the normal Derech Ri'ya. And therefore, the Torah only goes around the normal Derech Ri'ya. Okay, why is that? Okay, maybe because the Torah didn't want to cover abnormal cases, because it would be impractical, who knows. That creates a challenge about applying nowadays, but we discussed that already.
Is there room also, Halacha Masa, to be Mekel based on, like, that Shita of Osyom, or Achra Osyom? 15 seconds sounds like a
kind of
a
machmir
if, you know, comes to us after
5 seconds.
Nah,
it's hard, because keep in mind, the Ramah already said that the Minig Ashkenaz is to be machmir on them, it's in Kof Pei
Zayin. I think I don't think so.
Anyway, so it's, you can't be Mekel against the Ramah.
We're discussing something someone finds like a brownish discharge. It sort of like shows that there's her period is going to be imminent. We would advise her to say wait 24 hours as a sort of quasi vesa without doing bidika. Would you give the same advice in this type of case if you think that something might be coming?
Yes, meaning if this is a case where you know it seems suspicious, then I would give the same advice in this case. I mean, I would say, but it might mean your period's coming. Meaning, forget about this case of the bathroom. How about a kesem that's for sure okay? She says I was wearing pink underwear. And I found a little drop of blood there, you know, in the right part of the underwear that we all know where it came from. And that's al pi halacha for sure, okay, right? Meaning that's passing like A. I would still say, like, but if, you know, but it's good to refrain for 24 hours because this might mean that your period's coming. So I would say that. Obviously, you know, depending on the circumstances, et cetera, if this happens to someone all the time, then, you know, that's, but if it's, you know, certainly if it's suspicious.
I think nowadays that would be, it's like, even more sense to be machmir. For example, the case where she felt tashmish, she didn't feel any bleeding, so you say, well, you know, maybe that was masking, like the whole thing, you don't need to say, like, it was masking the hargasha. Just say, like, let's say it was bleeding, or yasha, you know, it was a normal flow, like.
Okay, except for the fact that, again, yasha basically said everything nowadays may exist, almost like, for him, everything is tomato. And you have a different Indian entirely. Okay, you have to go back and copy those notes. Barry Willig would say still, if it's only a small amount, that's not the normal way people get their periods. So I think you'd still be made up. Yes?
When we're discussing wood from Amaka, the Shach said, was it didn't like the Ramah's header that this is fake of whether or not it was from the uterus or from the vaginal canal. But in this type of case, it's coming right after urination. Would there be room to say that maybe she has a wound in her bladder or something like that?
Yes, but that's going to be a whole simon later on, so we'll leave that for now. That's going to be a whole simon later on. Okay, as a matter of fact, it's going to be the next simon, but this is a long one, so it's going to take us a while to get there. This is a long and very lemaistic one. Okay, so that's a very, very important discussion. Just one last thing I'll point out, if you still have the first slide of this Makoros sheet, the Gemara, there's an interesting machlokas Rashi and Tosfos as to what the nature of the gzirat rabbanu ksavim is. Says Rashi at the top of Nuchesam and Aleph, midrabbanan dilma argisha v'lavadaita. Why are the rabbanim goes around ksavim? Because maybe she had argasha and didn't notice. So the chomer rabbanu ksavim, it's maybe there was a argasha. Says Tosos, the Rasmon Boda, the second Tosos on that page. Says Pirsha Kuntras to Halina de Ba'agash of Lodaita, the Ein Nirada, Filum Mochsak Losh Lorig Gisha, Tamea Hovarasadam Lidus. He says no. Says Tosos, that's not the reason. The reason that there goes or Midrabanan, that you're Tamea without Hargasha. So here's a bit of Machlokas. Let's just, you got the board, right, Cheskin? Why are they goes or Midrabanan on a Kesem? Why are they goes or Midrabanan on a Kesem? Right? Lama Gazru Toma Midrabanan Al Hakesem. So here says Rashi Dilma Argasha Ve Lav Adaita. Maybe she had Argasha and didn't notice. So Midrabanan, Midaraisa, we're not Choshesh for this, but Midrabanan we're Choshesh for this. And says Tosos, no. Gazru Al dam nidus afilu b'li hargasha. So it's that, according to Rashi, they didn't change the definition of tumah. They were just choshesh for this unlikely occurrence. According to Tosfos, they changed the definition of tumah. Midaraisa tumah is dam b'hargasha, and midrabanan tumah is dam even without hargasha. Okay, why they did that, I'll come back to. Like, why would the gozer that? Why would the gozer at all? On Dominidus and Apargasha, that's not to me, Doraisa. So, we'll basically see two possibilities. Either, which is going to be sound like a Tosfos himself. Why? Either Gzeira al Dam li Hargasha Atu Dam Behargasha. Since midaraisa dam b'hargasha is tmeya, midrabanan there goes or dam without hargasha. Okay, how do we decide when the chazal were gozer on like something that's one step away from the midaraisa and when they weren't? The answer is chazal knew, they used their judgment. The other possibility is, and this is an interesting one, is what happens if she finds dam nida on her clothing without hargasha? So she is tahora. But what is the dam? So the pashup shot is she's tahora, she didn't have argasha, but the dam doesn't have a tuma. The dam's still tumea. Okay, who cares about the dam? We're not saving the dam, like it's absorbed. If the dam's an alpha tuma, then her skirt is a rishon tuma, right? So therefore, even that argasha, her clothing's still going to be tame, and she's not. It could be very confusing to people. Right? Because she is not an Av HaToma and she's not forbidden to her husband if she didn't have a Hargasha. But the Dam is still an Av HaToma without a Hargasha.
Is that so Pasha?
No, it's not so Pasha, but Tosfos assumes that. But Lamaisa, we assume that. But it's not, you're right, it's not Pasha. But you could say, because the Beged is Tame, or really, let's. Because the dam is still tame, and therefore, not that we care about the dam, and therefore, the beged with the kesem is tame. And Chazal say it's very confusing to tell people, well, your dress is tame mishum nida, but you aren't. Not only that, if she touches the blood, she's now a Rishon Latoma because of someone who touched Dam Nida. So we're going to tell her that, oh, you're a Rishon Latoma because you touched Dam Nida, but you're not a Nida because Dam Nida didn't come out of you. Now, that really makes sense. I'll pee the Xeris Akasav. But it's very confusing. So they were Metame her also to avoid confusion. Okay, what's the, if everyone already can guess, what's the advantage of the second shot, even though it seems more convoluted? Because what would it explain?
Because
why they were only goes there if the blood, the stain is on something that's Mekabel Tumah. That makes sense. If the stain is something that's Mekabel Tumah, it's Tummy. So if it's Tummy, she should be Tummy. Don't worry, confusion. If the blood is on something that's not Mekabel Tumah, so it's not Tummy, so it weren't goes with the cheese Tummy. Okay, that would be a good explanation. And that's actually why Tosis says this, even though he says that it gets very complicated, which we'll come back to. Okay, now we're ready to get a little more into the Shulchan Aruch. So let's start again reading the Shulchan Aruch. Dinik Sam Dikza Isha, and you're going to have to save this Makor sheet for next time, because I don't think we're going to get to all of it necessarily today. We'll see how fast we move. There are another two Makoros, right? Two Rabboshes. I'm going to read the Machaber again. Dvar Torah Ne'isha Metama Lo'asu L'Baila, she's not Metama, meaning she's not an Ab HaToma for Toma Metara, and she's not forbidden to her husband in Tashmish, Acha Targish Yasu Namas, unless she has a feeling of the blood leaving. The Chacham goes all questions of Guba, the Chacham goes if she finds a stain in her body, or in her clothing. And it's very clear in the Gemara that her body or her clothing is lafdafka. It means on any item. It doesn't have to be. Her body or clothing are just common items. She tamea, that she's tamea midrabanan. Of sura labalo midrabanan. She's tamea for tamea vatara midrabanan. Sura to her husband midrabanan tashmish. Afila lor gisha, even if she wasn't margish, that really sounds more like Tosus than Rashi. That it's not that we think she, he could have said even though she didn't notice hargasha. Sounds like Tosa. Even though she for sure didn't have a hargasha, midrabanan, there it goes, aren't dam bli hargasha. Okay, vafila budgatsman, even if she checked inside and found she was tahora, it doesn't matter. And she'd say, oh, well, doesn't that prove this kesem is not dam nida? It must be from someplace else, as I checked myself. No, maybe it was dam nida, and there was a little dam nida, it all went onto her clothing, and none of it stayed inside. Utri hefsek tara, she needs a hefsek tara, she tibduk atzman timsa tahora. That we'll see this in Kovtzariva. She has to check herself, find she's the horror of Yacharka Tim the Shivanakiyam. She needs Shivanakiyam, Chutz Miyomotziyah, besides the day she found it. Kilu Rasa Vadai, like a regular Ri'iyah. Come on, she's part of the comments in Kovtzariva. Okay, this is coming Lafuke from which Rishon? The Rambam. Says the Rambam, there's no Chumad Rabbi Zera on a Kesem. Chumad Rabbi Zera is Afilu Rasa Tivas Dam Kechea Chardal, not Matza Kesem. So the Rambam says there's no Takanas Rebbe for a Kesem. Sorry, there is. There's no Kumar Zera for a Kesem. Okay, the practically the Nafkamina is very slight. He says if you find a small Kesem that only came once, then you just have to keep Nida, 7 days of Nida. You don't have to keep Shiva Nikiyam. However, we don't pass like the Rambam, right? So, Chumra de Rabbi Zera. The Ksamim, where they goes are from there, it's the Shivanakiyam for Kesem. The Rambam says no. The other Rishonim say yes. And we hold like the other Rishonim here. You always need Shivanakiyam for Kesem, just like Ri'ya. Okay, continuing. The Im here, Gisha, She, Niftach, Mekora. Okay, I'll just point out one thing from the Piskei Tshuvos of Katan Aleph, even though it's not so lemaisa nowadays, but he says, let's say a woman had a hargasha and then found a stain in her clothes. The stain in her clothes was a little red and a lot of a tahor color. Right? So he says, and the assumption is that it seems like it wasn't like one big kesem that just like had a color variation within it. Right? There was like, she found something, might have been in the same place, but it didn't look like it belonged together, like a tiny drop of blood and a big discharge that was yellow or tahor color. And it doesn't look like it, it doesn't look unified. Then he says, you can assume the hargasha was from the big white or yellow discharge and consider the drop of blood to still be a kesem. Okay, that is somewhat controversial. But there's room to be makel based on that. That, you know, if it really seems that there was a much bigger Mari Tahor, then you can assume that that explained the Hargasha. And the Hargasha was not necessarily at the time or was not at the time when that drop of blood came out. But that's not so lemaisa, because usually nowadays, if you find a stain, usually it's either like just a bad color, just a good color, or it's like one joint stain which has like bad and good parts. So usually this would not come off. Okay, let's continue. Now, there's a funny halacha. Actually, I'll just point out also, Piskei Teshuva Beis, he quotes from the Panim Me'iros, a very, very strange thing. He says, it only says her body or her clothing, but not on her husband's clothing. And he points out, he has a kasha, that that's not true at all. It's mufrach from the Gemara. It's very clear that we paskin that it's a problem, whether it's on her clothing or whether she goes to bed and finds a kesel the next morning on her husband's clothing, it's still the same problem. And logically, like, it really should be. Like, if she found it on a sheet, it's a problem. If she found it on a blanket, it's a problem. So why if she finds it on her husband's clothes? Obviously, I mean, if she slept with her husband, not if they were far away from each other. Then it should also be a problem. So this strange thing, he quotes the Panim Me'iros Forgotten Beis, which he himself says he doesn't understand at all, so is not true. We assume that wherever she finds it in any item of clothing or any other utensil that she was around is a problem of ksavah. Now, the second half of the Shulchan Aruch gets into this tremendous chiddush of the Trumas Hadeshim. Says the Trumas Hadeshim, in here, Gisha Sheniftach Makor Lahotzi Dam. She feels that her makor opened to release dam. And then she checked, but she didn't find anything. Yesh Mishor Shi Tmeya, the Trumas Hadeshim says that she is Tmeya. This is a very mechudish Trumas Hadeshim. What's his base? He says, Hargusha is Doraisa. We just said she's only Tmeya Doraisa if she has a Hargusha. So that means that if she has a Hargusha, she's, even if she doesn't find any blood, she's Tmeya only Doraisa. And what he really says is that if she has a Hargusha, that's a proof that Dam came out. And therefore, she's Tmeya only Doraisa. Now, this is a very, very big finish. Why? Because when we say Hargusha Doraisa, what we mean is that Mi Doraisa, there's a Tanai. Dam is only Metame if it came with Hargusha. Just because something that's Tanai doesn't mean that that it proves there was blood. But he's saying that if there's a Hargusha, that's proof that there was Dam. That's a very, it's a very Mechudish thing to say, because it doesn't say that in Gemara. All it says is that if there was Dam, with Hargusha is Doraisa, without Hargusha is not Doraisa. Where did it ever say that if there's a Hargusha, that proves there's Dam? No one's sure exactly how the Trumas Hadeshen found this in Shas. But this is the Chiddush of the Trumas Hadeshen. Says the Trumas Hadeshen, it's Paskin by the Shulchaner, says the Trumas Hadeshen, he says, if there was Hargusha, then we assume where there's smoke, there's fire, there was Dam, even if she checked and didn't find Dam. That's the big Kiddush of the Trumas Hadeshen. Even if she checked and she didn't find Dam, Afilu Badka Velo Matza Klum. Now, it's not clear. He's very terse. He says, because look, in the Chumash, in the Shas, it says, Hargusha is Doraisa. So that proves that me Doraisa, if there's Hargusha, there's Dam. And he says, just like Manu Revestos Doraisa, says if your Vestas comes, that's a proof there's Dam. So Hargusha Doraisa, so if Hargusha comes, that's a proof there's Dam. That's a very funny parallel, because the Gemara never actually says the phrase Hargusha Doraisa.
So was he like Tosafot's rib, in that, like,
you're saying based on the Tosos Rid, it makes sense. What do the Tosos Rid say? The Tosos Rid says you're only Tmei if it's Vade Migufa. And if you had Argusha, that proves it's Vade Migufa. It's still, and therefore, what the Tosos Rid say, if there's Argusha, that proves it was Vade Da Migufa.
Yeah.
It's still a big kiddush, because
I agree
the Tosos Rid just said that if you find blood and there was Argusha, that proves Vade Migufa.
Right.
He wouldn't right now have said that if you have Argusha, you don't find blood.
Right, but does he mean like the Tosos Rid? Does he each one say, like, why would he say a Svar or a Rice or that?
Yeah. Maybe he does. Maybe that is. Just, you know, it's still a fish.
But if you don't pass it, then it's weird.
Okay. Correct.
Don't we say Aim Sifas and Makor without being Mosi Dam?
Don't we say Aim Sifas and Karablo Dam? Yes, but we'll have a sentence about that too. So, correct.
Specifically, this.
Aim Sifas and Makor. The only thing is that the Trumas Hadeshen doesn't quote that Sugya. And that seems to have a minimum width of opening. It's clear in that sugya only if it opens a certain minimum width. And you can't have Argusha that it opened a certain width.
Well, we don't know what this Argusha is, but well.
Right. Okay, it's an interesting idea. It's an interesting idea. My problem is just that the true position never quotes those words.
But the true position Shita on what Hargasha is an opening of Makor. So it's almost...
Right, the truth is, I would wish you had said what Shua said, right? But he doesn't, interestingly enough. Okay, so the Maisa, this is very controversial. First of all, is he right or is he wrong? And I hear Chesky's Taina, the Mechaber quotes him. Even though the Mechaber says Yesh Misha Omer, what does it mean when the Mechaber just quotes a halacha and says Yesh Misha Omer without quoting two opinions? That means the Paskins like it, but it's not in one of the main Rishonim we always quote, so he calls it Yesh Misha Omer. But it doesn't mean he's saying, like, you should know there is such an opinion out there. No, it means he passes. Like, that's the assumption of how he works. He normally based himself on the Rambam, the Rif, the Rush. When he finds him in a different Rishon, especially, I mean, obscure, the term is not obscure, but a Rishon that he doesn't usually find the halachas in, he always says Yesh Misha Omer. But he's passing like it. So he passes in Transdeshin. However, not everyone agrees. If you look in the Pesach Tshuva, Sivkat, and Zion, he quotes that the Shilas Yavetz, that's what Yaakov Emden, said that the Trumas Edeshin is just wrong. There's no marker for that in Shas. And then he says the Radvaz also says the Trumas Edeshin is wrong. And then he quotes from the Panim Eros. Okay, he doesn't explicitly say that the Trumas edition is wrong. Beseder, but he does quote from some. So here we have the Trumas Hadeshin and the Machaber versus, who do we just quote? The Yachavim and the Shelos Yavetz and the Radvaz. Okay. Right, so they say Tmeya, Ches Kastam, and they say Dahorah, there's no such rule in Shas. Lemaisa, how do we paskin? I hear Ches Kistaina. Nonetheless, Lemaisa, the Shulchan Aruch said it, and the main Osekalim did not disagree, and therefore we paskin like this Chumash the Trumas Hadeshin. However, I spoke to Rabbi Willig about this, and he said that we paskin like the Trumas Hadeshin. However, since the Trumas Hadeshin is a big fiddish in his Machlok Zachronim, when there's a machlokas within the Trumas Hadeshin, we can be makel. You know, with the machlokas, how to apply the Trumas Hadeshin, can be makel. And he thinks that practically, you know, you can be makel in almost all circumstances. How so? Because there's a lot of cases which are controversial in the Trumas Hadeshin. So what are cases? Cases where this chumrah of the Trumas Hadeshin would not apply. Like, in what cases can we say, yeah, you felt it, and even though we hold like the Trumas Hadeshin, it doesn't apply in this case. So number first issue is, what about the different types of Hargoshos? Remember, there are three types of Hargoshos, right? So this is all controversial. The Chassam Sofer says, quote in the Pesach Tshuva, Sif Katan Vav, he says that Azivas Davarlach, which the note of you who descends, counts as a Hargasha. He says, even if it counts as a Hargasha, that's not what the Trumas Hadeshin was talking about. He said she felt her uterus opening, or she felt the opening of her uterus opening. So even if we're going to be Machra and Zivas Davarlach, we're not going to be Machra with the Trumas Hadeshin and Zivas Davarlach. So if she feels something wet, then we're not going to be Machmir that she's automatically Tamea. So.
The
Trumas Hadeshin?
Yeah, the
Shulchan
Aruch says, you know, it's this type of Hargasha.
Right.
And
so
little to no one experiences that type of Hargasha.
Right, exactly. I mean, this is the Chassam Sofer in Sifkat and Vav. Exactly, you're right. How about, remember there's a third kind of Hargasha? Mizdazeya Gufa? So this is controversial. Chassam Sofer's Takamakra is Dazeya Gufa. He thinks that it's equivalent. However, in the Pesach Tshuva of Katan Dalit, he quotes the Chachmas Adam, that Nizdazeya Ivareha, and then he says, he's very good, he says, look what I say, it's a Katan Bob, and then he looks on Sofer, but Hargashas
Nizdazeya, right? This is the Chachmas Adam in Sifkat and Dalet. Against the Chassam Sofer, right? But Lamaisa, we don't like the Chachmas Adam. So therefore, if our Gosha is Zivas Dovrolach and Zazeya Gufa, we can say, no, that we don't have this Chumash of Trumas Hadeshen. The Chumash of Trumas Hadeshen, as Shua said, is only what the Trumas Hadeshen said, or what the Mechaber says. If she feels Hargashas Psichas Pia Makar. And since women nowadays don't normally feel Hargashas Psichas Pia Makar, therefore, Lamaisa, we don't have to apply this Chumash of the Trumas Hadeshen. So that's why Lamaisa nowadays, we try not to apply this Chumash of the Trumas Hadeshen, especially since it's not like some forced Gemara we're trying to get out of. It's a Trumas Hadeshen that we have no idea why he thought there was a source for this in the Gemara. We have no idea how he logically extrapolated this from the Gemara. So we don't want to go against the Shulchan Aruch. But Lamaisa, if a woman comes and says, I had a Hargasha, and then I didn't find anything, what would we say? We would say, well, what kind of Hargasha do you have? She says, I felt something wet. Oh, that's no problem. You're fine. Says, I felt a feeling in my body. No problem. Or she says, no, I actually felt like the uterus opening to start bleeding. Then, you know, maybe you could question her more and discover that she didn't really feel that. If she's really stubborn and insists that she felt the uterus opening and to start bleeding, then you have to encounter her based on the Trumas Hadeshen. But in 99.99% of the cases, we won't have to worry about the Trumas Hadeshen according to these Akronim.
Two things. One, doesn't it sound like the one who rejected the Behuda entirely?
Yes, but if you look at the quote, he says, even according to the Noda Behuda, even if, for the sake of argument, I'll agree with the Noda Behuda in general, here, right? He said that explicitly. He says, I know I don't agree, but even Lu Yitzir I did, I would still honestly say.
Also, if someone said they felt like a dropping sensation.
What's a dropping sensation?
It wasn't very clear, but that was the impression I got. Someone felt like a feeling of something dropping.
A feeling of something dropping?
Sort of like a little gravity type of feel.
I mean, you might ask them, where do they feel something dropping?
That doesn't sound like the Hargasha.
It doesn't sound like opening. I would still be Mekel. I think we really have to try very hard to be Mekel in this case, the Trumas Hadeshen, especially since, like, it's going to be, you know, if you were machmer in the Shumas Hadeshen, you end up being disproportionately machmer on people based on psychology much more than biology of menstruation, because this is just, like, a tremendous Pesach for all the, like, OCD people. I mean, not always, but, you know, you have to be careful with this. It's very subjective. Anyway, but Lamaisa, the general Mahalach is to try to minimize the application of this. There's another case here where a woman felt, what was the case in Sukkot and Gimel? She felt that mitas mimena lamata meiraglayim. She felt the meiraglayim come. Nitas is, how do you say that in English? Sprinkling, yeah, it just doesn't seem to work in English. What? Okay, sprinkling out because she coughed or something. The truth is that this is a very common thing when we get older, a lot of different laughing and coughing and sneezing and all these things cause urine to be released if they have issues with urinary incontinence. Aga, if it ever comes up in Hilchos Nida. A lot of women who are old suffer. I don't mean old like 90. I just mean like older than me. Old like me, not old like you. That's all I mean. That they suffer from urinary incontinence, especially after childbirth, etc. It's a very common thing that I even saw someone put up like in their bathroom a very funny like poster that says, "I laughed so hard that the tears ran down my legs." But like that resonates with women. So it's just a good idea to know that doctors can fix that very, very effectively. It's just that people are embarrassed to talk to their doctors about it in the first place. So it's a good idea to know in the back of your head. It's always good to have good medical ideas, not knowing how to do medicine, because we're not doctors, most of us. But knowing when to tell people they should discuss something with their doctor. This is definitely something that Bizman is that people should discuss with their doctors, because I think the doctors can fix it very, very, very effectively and harmlessly.
Okay, but back to our case here. He says that's not the kind of nitas bimena, sprinkling of drops. That sounds more like a zivas davarlach or something. He says that's not psichos piyamakar, right? So the it's not exactly, but or hargashas nitizas, nitiza, right? Sprinkling, which is the who discussed this? The Shav Yaakov, right? Yeah.
And this is without finding blood.
Right, this is all without finding blood. If she has Argusha and finds blood, then she found blood with Argusha. Nothing to talk about. Right? If she had any type of Argusha and found blood, that would be a problem.
Yeah.
Although, Lamaisa, we said, if Zivas never lachmi bachotz, we're making.
Argusha Natiza is sort of like an Argusha we haven't spoken about before.
Correct.
Right, it's not exactly Mary Glion.
Correct. So it's an interesting question. I don't know exactly what it means she felt the sprinkling. I'd have to interrogate her. Do you mean she felt like something went on her leg? That's Zivas never lachmi bachotz, that we would not be machmir. Or does she mean she felt something like coming out? But also makom, then that's already like maybe at least zivus dover lachmi. If there were something, she would be machron. Okay.
The Maharam Sheik would agree with the chasam sofer in the second case, right? For nizdazeya infra, because he says that's the same thing as that.
Lechora, yes, yes, lechora, yes.
And
Shabbat
Yaakov, what does he? Sorry, what does he say exactly?
He says that the Chumash Adeshin doesn't apply to this kind of Hargasha.
What? In this case, she did find that some blood is not a gruesome blood.
Oh, sorry. In this case, he was actually a little, he was actually even a little more makel. Okay, we'll get to that in a moment. One second, hold on. Oh, maybe one second. I didn't mean to quote the Shav Yaakov. That was late. There's the Sidrei Tara. The Sidrei Tara says about this case, Shav Yaakov was talking about this. Sidrei Tara says about this case, this isn't the kind of... Thank you. The Sidrei Tara says, I'll just read it to you from the end of Sukkot and Gimel. He says, "The davka b'sichas ha'mokar hechmer chuvas adeshem she'en kem argosh shenitaz meinu dover ma told him matzim mirig laim." Okay, especially since nitiza really sounds like mirig laim, so that should be an easy one. Now let's just mention some other cases. Another case where it wouldn't apply is what about budka miyad lo matzah klon? Right? What if she checked right away, which is very unlikely in modern day society that. How's she gonna check so right away? But if Lu Yitzur, I don't know, she happened to be in the bathroom or something, and she happened to have a bedikah cloth, and she checked, or some other cloth, if she checked right away and didn't find anything, then the Chavos Das in, then the Kresi Placi in Sivkut and Hay is Makel on that, although the Chavos Das is Machir, and he's Medayik, although it's a Diak, the Sidrei Tara would also. Be makel, but lemaisa, there's really you can rely on the crazy placey in sefkatan. Hey, even though this is against the chavos das there and the no to be huda later also, it's against. But there certainly ought to be somichan. Although again, I think these are very uncommon scenarios. And then of course there's one case which is davar pashut that in the shul session itself would be okay. If she checked and when would even she was destiny mode, it's okay. Exactly. If this is Pashut, Budka Umatza Mari Tahor. If she finds a non-red, a yellow discharge, then she understands why is Argasha, because that was coming out. So then it's definitely no problem. That's a Dara Pashut, the Sidrei Tara at the end of Pisca Chubs of Cut and Vav discusses how long afterwards. Okay, Lamaisa. Even if it's long afterwards, one can be makel. And then there are lots of other cases which get very complicated discussions. The Achronim, which I don't want to totally get into, but the the whole discussion of what about this case? What if she was matzah gam?
Well, there are two cases here, although they're somewhat equivalent. Oh, yeah, okay. What about Matzagam Mari Tahor? The Gam Dam. Now, hold on. If she finds also blood, what's the Havim Mimeko? So, you have to say, it's a Dam Pachos. Miki gris ve'od, less than, a little more than a gris. Technically, the shear is not less than a gris. It's less than, it's a gris or less, which is less than a little more than a gris. I know it's a random way of saying it, but that's the way the Muslims say it. Now, what's the haven you, like, forget what from Zadeshin. Obviously, she doesn't can find the kol shu. No, it means kesem or bedika be'ed she'eno baduk. Okay, well, Bismana said it's different. We're not going to get into it. Basically, if there's a kesem, then less than a kegris va'od is okay. Or if she checked with an aged sheino baduk, we'll see why later, less than a kegris va'od is okay. At least Bisman Chazal and Bisman Le'achron and Bisman said we don't take advantage of that kula, which we'll get to. But what about in these cases? You find a little blood that's really okay because it's either a kesem or it's a bedika with a dirty eight. And you also find a maritar. Can you say, well, I'll attribute the hargasha to the maritar, and then I can make it less than a gris, or do you have to say no? I have to attribute the hargasha to this less than a gris that I found, and this is a tremendous machlokas. And it comes up with a gazillion different combinations. For example, if cutting Gibel, you have the Shav Yaakov in a case where it's very, very clear, he thinks, that the Argusha was because of the Miraglayim, that the Tiza, because that's the Argusha that usually comes with Miraglayim, and Miraglayim usually come when this happens to you when she sneezes very hard. the Tiferes Tvi, that's only if she felt a few drops and didn't find a few drops of blood. So these get very complicated. Then we have it again. It's Sukkot and Vav, right? If she finds both in the Ichin Ubaduk, that's the Giva Shaul, who's Mako, and the Chavos Das, who's Machmir on this, right? So that is very controversial. And then he has a discussion. In 1 second. In Sukkot and Zion, whether that's similar to the Machlokes of Sukkot and Vav or not. Lemaisa, let's divide this into two cases. One case is where, we'll say case A, is where there's strong evidence that the Hargasha is from the Mari Tahor or the Meiraglayim. There's strong evidence that Gush of the Mari Tahor and the Meiraglayim, like the case of the Sifkat and Gimel of the Shav Yaakov, when he says, well, because it was many, she felt many drops, there were many drops of Meiraglayim, and this is usually the Meiraglayim comes out this. There's really strong reason to assume that Gush was from the Meiraglayim. So in that case, then we are for sure Mikel. We say, look, the Hargasha, we can blame on the Miraglayim or the Mari Tahor if there's strong evidence. And therefore, we don't have to assume the Hargasha came with the Dam. However, the more controversial case, there's no proof either way that our gusha could be from the dam or from the Mari Tahor, right? We have no proof either way. So in that case, that's Machlokes and Sukkot and Vav, where he quoted the, 1 second. Yeah. He quoted the, who quote first here? Giva Shaul as being Mako, and the Chavos Das as and the Chavos Das as being Machmir. And that is a big, big controversy. And then a little later, he in Sukkot and Zion, he discusses, he quotes the Panim Eros, in this case, or rather, sorry, he discusses this case again, and and he says maybe this depends on the machlokes of Sukkot and Vav or not. So this is a big machlokes. This is the Giva Shaul, his Mekel, and the Chavos Das is Machmer in this case. The Giva Shaul is Mekel, the Chavos Das is Machmer in this case. And then in Sukkot and Aleph, that's Sukkot and Vav. In Sukkot and Aleph, he had the tshuva of the Shav Yaakov, who was also a Mekel, at least if there was a lot of Mari Tohar and only a tiny amount of Mari Tame. So he was also Mekel. The Giva Shaul is Mekel, and the Shav Yaakov is Mekel, even though there's no proof. B'mari Tahor, you know, Meruba, V'kama Tipos Dam. Okay, this is not something that comes up all the time, I must admit. This case, this is not something that comes up all the time. This is obviously, you know, more chomer than the regular case of Trumazadeshen, because she actually found something red, unlike the regular case of Trumazadeshen. On the other hand, she found something red that should normally be Mekel on, either because it's a kesem, less than a gris, or in the old days, an H of the body, less than a gris, which we'll get to. So in that case, if she found something red, but she could normally be Mekel on it, would the Hargasha make her have to be Machmer on it, if she had another explanation? So there, if there's good evidence, then we can for sure be, Mekel. If there's no proof either way, then it's very controversial, but there's also Lemaisa Yesh Makom Lahakel in these cases, especially since basically Chumas Gut and Zion says maybe the Chavos Das is only the Shitase in this case. Okay, but these cases are very complicated. Did I mention all the cases that came up in Piskei Tshuva here? Oh, maybe one case I forgot to mention. Then there's a funny note of the case in the end. I'll mention two other kulas. One kula is the note of Yehuda, which is Badka Vihinicha Ad Haboker. She did a bedika. She left the bedika until the morning and then found it was clean. So maybe you could say, oh, it must have had like a Mari Tahor on it, and it just evaporated until the morning, so it didn't have a color. It must have had a white or a clear discharge, and it evaporated. You could be Mekel. And the other important case is, what about a Misulekas Domin? That's a big machlokas. Right, Misulekas Domin. Rabbi Kiva Eger here, in the Rabbi Kiva Eger, quotes from the Torah Shlomit, quotes from the Torah Shlomim, who says that she's okay, we don't worry about it. But he thinks, based on the Tiferes Lamoshe, we do worry about it. And the Pesach Chubin of Katan Zion, also quotes on the Sidri Tara, who is Mekel, and thinks that Chassam Sofer would also be Mekel. So this is the Minchas, the Torah Shlomim, and the Sidri Tara against Rabbi Kiva Eger and the Chassam Sofer. Okay, Lamaisa, there is the Trumas Hadeshen. Bottom line, there is the Trumas Hadeshen. Even if she finds nothing, she's Tmeya. We pass like the Trumas Hadeshen. However, not in any of these other funny Hargashas. Only if she's Mamish Hargasha, Sichas Pia Makar. And even, which is hardly unlikely, even if that happens, if she checked right away, she's okay. If she bound the Mari Tar, she's okay. If she checked right away but didn't look at it till later, and there's nothing there, it's okay, because we assume maybe there was like Miraglayim or something to her that faded, and if she's a Mesulekas Domin, it's okay. The more complicated case is, what if she did find blood? Well, she did find blood, then that's blood with Hargasha. Of course it's Mutter. No, but what if she did find blood in a way that we can normally be Mako? And what if we have like strong evidence, but she found blood and clean discharge and non-red, yellow discharge or something. Then if we have strong evidence that the Hargusha is from the very mind of the yellow discharge, we can be Mako and assume the Hargusha was at the time of that and not at the time of the blood. The blood was that Hargusha, you can be Mako. What if we have no strong evidence either way? Truth is this, now this gets into a different lumdus. If we have no strong evidence either way, we just don't know if the Hargusha is from the Mari Tahor or from the Dam. Then, okay, Lamaisa, not so Pasha for reasons we'll come back to a little later. So let's leave this Achra out for now, and we'll see that that's not going to be so Pasha. Maybe we should actually end up in Machmer, and we'll come back to this a little later on, to the Achra in this case. Okay, I see the hour's late. What happens from now on after Sif Aleph, what did Sif Aleph do? I know we spent a lot of time at that because it was the introduction. First part was just the introduction to the whole concept. Second part was this funny quote from Zedeshin. From Zedeshin and on, what we're going to say is all cases when a kesem is, even though you find a red kesem, it's still okay. Right? Seifin Beis through Dalin are when the girl's too young. Seifin Hey through Tess is, well, a little tricky, or when it's too small, right? Seif Yud is when it's on a Dorish in a Makabal Toma. Seif Yud Aleph through Yud Dalid are when it's in a place where it could never have landed if it fell out of the Makor, just in a place where gravity would not have allowed it to go. And then in Sif Tezayin Yud Zayin are a combination of these things. Sif Yud Ches Lamed is where she is a Tliya. She knows something else it might have come from. That's basically what we're gonna do, what we have ahead of us. So we'll pick up Amir Tzashem Tuesday with the first few cases where, and bring back these Ramosha sleeves, the first few cases where we're Mekel, even though you find a red Kesem. We'll talk about if a girl is too young, which is not Lamaisa nowadays, so our girls don't get married when they're Katanos anyway, and something very Lamaisa. When it's too small, or in a Dabar Shein Makabal Toma, we'll pick up with that Amir Tzashem on Tuesday.